Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So now we're officially recording.
Yes.
Hey guys. I feel like I should stand.
Yes.
Isn't that creepy? No. Thank you so much for coming, every single one of you. It means so much to us. As Sophie and Charlotte mentioned, we're all wearing Theory, and this is the t-shirt that you're going to get at the end, so get pumped.
Super cute.
And with recording these podcasts, as Carrie mentioned, you do pick everything up. So just obviously we want you to laugh and be engaged, but like just be mindful of like if someone's talking, like obviously there are no like hecklers in here, but like if someone decided to like get rowdy, just like chill. And we're gonna open it up for questions at the end, and like we're all gonna talk, and hopefully we'll all be a little drunk, and we'll all have a great time. Yay. So let's get started.
Okay. Hey guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to We Met at Acme. We are here. We're so excited to be here with Charlotte and Sophie from Yin to My Yang. Hey guys.
Hello. We're so excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. So let's get to know you guys a little bit.
Okay.
Charlotte, where are you from?
Where are both of you from?
Yeah, we're sisters.
So we're sisters, and we are from Westchester, New York. We both live in New York now. Sophie's in Greenwich Village, and I'm in Tribeca.
Awesome. Yeah, and we grew up in Bedford, New York, to be more a little more specific about the Westchester.
Love it. Yeah. And what's the age difference? How old are you guys?
I'm 23.
And I'm 25.
Awesome.
Yes.
And what are the zodiac signs?
Zodiac signs. I'm a Virgo, and what was the...
Oh, and so Charlotte's an Aquarius rising Sag moon, for everyone who understands what that means.
Okay, yeah. And apparently...
And I'm very proudly a Libra like Lindsay.
True.
So what are we? We're...
Yeah,
no, what's our moon? And
Oh, no, it's not all the same.
Oh, okay.
It's based on the time
you're
born. I'll explain it to you. I'll explain it to you. But funny enough, Sophie has the same birthday as Kim Kardashian. So.
Kimmy.
Two stylish bitches. And Amber Rose, which not a lot of people
know. I know, right?
They have
like
the same birthday.
The coolest,
same taste,
the coolest people.
Yeah, exactly.
All have October 21st birthdays.
So tell us about Yin to My Yang. How did you guys get started?
I'll start. Okay, so we have, our dad is in fashion, and we've just always been interested in fashion, and I think we just have always been, like, people are like, you guys are super stylish, like, the sister thing, we're super different, and I think people, like that about us, mm-hmm. and we saw, like, that there were a lot of bloggers out there, and we just thought that we could bring something different because we're so unique, the pairing, and we just thought we'd try it out. It was, like, middle of my senior year of college, so we already graduated.
Yeah. I was working full time, and we just have the sister thing and the fact that we're so different, which is the whole yin and yang concept. Mm-hmm. Like, we have brown and blonde hair, and we have totally different styles. We just thought it was like a good a market that hadn't really been in the blogging realm saturated.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's give it a try. We'd seen a bunch of twin sisters and like sisters that look like, but not sisters that look like really different.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And have different styles and personalities, which you'll learn.
And we kind of just thought it would be fun. I committed to a job like for post my senior year. Sophie was working, and then it just ended up that it became like really successful. And micro influencers are like such a thing right now.
Such a thing. It's like microdosing.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. And so you have to give it your all. You have to give it your every day if you want it to be something.
We're now doing it full time. We love it so much. It's what we're passionate about, and I think we're really lucky to be able to do that.
That's awesome. And what is your current relationship status? We'll start with you, Sophie.
So I am single, for the first time in a while. We're both single.
I've been single for 2 years.
Okay.
So I wasn't single in college. I had a boyfriend. So I, this whole dating thing's pretty new to me, but, now I know what's working, what's not.
It's for the first time we're kind of both,
single and ready to mingle.
A bit on the same page.
We have completely different types.
You guys ever overlap?
So we fight about everything else, but boys will never be an issue.
Yeah, never.
Literal God.
That's great. And how are you guys meeting guys right now?
So I usually meet guys either through. I love all my college friends. We'll rekindle with a college friend or a college ex. And see how that happens, or meet people through friends. I met one of my ex-boyfriends through a friend. And then also, I'm all about the dating apps.
Love it.
I had a successful relationship through Hinge. And think that, so many people have successful relationships through all the dating apps. Yeah. So, get on them. I've never been on Tinder. That's the only one I haven't been on.
Just out of curiosity, did you have any mutual friends with the Hinge guy, or you was just
I did, and actually a couple times I got myself in trouble. I didn't look at the mutual friends and match with someone who was my ex-boyfriend's friend, and it was a whole blow up. Screenshots were sent.
That's actually
check the mutual friends.
I agree with that, but I feel like when you're both fair game single and dating, and the same guy's talking to you and your friend on a dating app, that's innocent. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all your photos are of the two of you together, you can't really.
No, I mean, I was broken up with the person, but it was still his friend, whatever. Yeah. I didn't look at the mutual friends because there were so many.
Yeah.
But I like knowing there's mutual friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And what about you?
And I'm on most of the dating apps. I'm not on Hinge, though, weirdly.
Ones are you on?
I'm on. I love The League. I'm on that. Oh. And then I'm on.
But you only get 3 matches every 7 years.
Lame. Five. Okay. And I'm on Raya, but the boys are way too pretty. Kind of a joke. And then I'm on J-Swipe.
Oh, I love that. Wait, so we have to talk about the fact that you're on J-Swipe, but you're not Jewish.
Yes, we do.
Charlotte is
let's
explore this.
Let's explore this. It's so funny.
Yeah, a deal breaker for me is not being Jewish, even though I'm not Jewish.
I have a few friends that have similar tastes.
I personally am just attracted to a Jewish guy. I don't know. It's I've literally hooked up with maybe 2 guys that aren't, and
what is it about the Jewish man that gets you going?
Well, so I had my first relationship, which I don't even like talking about, but he was very Italian and Guido, and it's he repulses me now, and I don't even care saying that. And so I think it's just I'm really scarred by that. And then at Syracuse, all my guy friends were Jewish. Mm-hmm. I went to the formals, and it was all Jewish guys. And then
did you both go to Syracuse?
No, I went to Hobart Williams. Oh, right. It's just small. Yeah, it's close by. No, really.
But so all my guy friends ended up being. And then when I broke up with my boyfriend, my first boyfriend. Yeah. I then
the Guido.
Yes. I soon after, a few months later, had a Jewish boyfriend, and then. like, after, I don't know, I just, like, now...
She was hooked. Yeah.
Now
was
you're hooked on...
I'm hooked.
On the tiny...
Willing... And my thing, everyone loves this, like, on any of the Jewish holidays on Snapchat, I'll, like, do the filter, and it's, like, willing to convert, because on JSwipe, that's, like, what my setting is. It's willing to convert.
She's willing to convert. I could not be more...
That's amazing. Yeah. Have you ever met a guy who's, like, you converting is actually not enough?
No. Oh, actually, well, yeah, actually, one of my friends tried to set me up with, like, an Aussie Jewish guy, and he wouldn't go on a date with me because I wasn't Jewish.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, why would you not just meet me?
That's, like, almost anti-Semitic.
I was like, that's, like, it's like the opposite.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, how rude. She was like, yeah, I don't know if it's gonna, like, she was like, I have someone I want to set you up with, and I was like, chill, like, send him my way, and she was like, wait, it's actually not going to work. He doesn't want to go because you're not Jewish. I was like, ew, what?
Yeah, no. He wasn't the right person, clearly.
Not for you, Char. Not for you.
But otherwise, no. I feel it's, like, not even that big a deal nowadays. I just would convert if someone wanted me to.
Yeah, that's good to know. I have lots of Jewish guys to set you up with.
Woo!
So what are your deal breakers?
So for me, I'm a really social person. I would love to hang out with my friends, like, all the time and go out and do, like, fun things. Not, like, clubbing and stuff, but, like, just, like, be social. And if a guy can't, like, hang with my friends, like the Spice Girls song, like, if you gotta be my lover.
Yeah, but that one really fucks with us because it sounds like you want him to fuck
not get
friend.
With my friends. I mean, go ahead and get with my friends too, like, but
it's
like, no, but like, you need to be able to hang out with my friends. And if you can't, then bye.
Yeah.
Also, like, related to that, if you don't introduce me to your friends and your friends don't know who I am and, like, you can't, like, mesh the two,
that's
then, like,
huge red flags
though, and deal breaker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my deal breaker.
Yeah. Agreed. What about you, Char?
Like, I would say, like...
If they're not Jewish.
Yeah, if they're not Jewish, whatever. I obviously won't go on a date with, like, a non-Jewish guy. I mean, but I would like to end up with a Jewish guy. Whatever. I
everyone
think, like, someone... I need someone who's funny, like, ambitious, and I think if you're, like, an asshole, I've, like, had guys be so rude to waiters on dates, and it's, like, I don't know if they think that's cool or whatnot, but, like, it makes me uncomfortable, and, like, that's just being, like, not... courteous and, like, whatever. So that's probably a deal
like
breaker.
That. Yeah. What's the best date you've ever been on?
Okay, so the best date I've ever been on, and I'm gonna shout out to someone because he deserves it. David, you know who you are.
Shout out, David.
David is so happy.
Yeah,
you took me on the best dates ever. So this is my boyfriend, like, from 2 years ago. I met him through a mutual friend, and he, like, always took me on the best
dates. What was his sign?
He was born May 4th, so...
Taurus.
Okay,
he's very
Taurus.
Thoughtful, and Taurus. He put a lot of thought into those days.
Oh, yeah, he is super thoughtful, and, like, we're friends to this day.
Yeah.
But, so, we went on a date, and it was so cute. Like, I've never been on a romantic date like this. He was like, be ready at 8:30, I have it all planned out, just, like, be ready, and, like, I felt like I was Cinderella, like, being picked up in, like, a carriage, and he, like, took me to this, like, French bistro, and there was this, like... back garden room, and it was so romantic. And then after that, we walked to Washington Square Park, which was it was the first time.
That's
was like
really
a couple
nice.
Years back.
Yeah.
Well, there was like rats everywhere, but like it was at night. But like it was still romantic.
A
it
New
was
York
like
tale.
Nice. It was the first time I've ever been to Washington Square Park. And he was like, oh my god, ratatouille's running around. Like he was making funny jokes about it. It was funny. And
that's
we were
hilarious.
Like making out by the fountain, and it was like so romantic. And then this like drunk girl is like taking pictures of us, and I was like, okay, like someone's taking pictures of us making out. I'm kind of uncomfortable with this. So I like go up to her and I'm like, what's your like deal? And she's like, you guys are just like such a beautiful couple. Like you guys
oh
are
my
like
God.
And I was like, this is our like third date. It's kind of awkward. But then we dated for a year after that. So like
amazing.
It was an amazing third or first date, whatever. And it was my best date ever by far.
That's great.
Yeah, wow. David.
I love that. David. Everyone needs to find a David, especially you. But let's hear about your date, Char.
My best date was I met this guy through a friend, and we were talking for a little. He didn't live here. He lived somewhere else. So I went to visit that place, and he offered to pick me up, which, like,
from
I thought.
From the airport?
No. From my house. We have a house in Miami, and he offered to pick me up from my house, and it was, like, out of the way. I thought that was super sweet of him. And,
that's really nice.
I had mentioned, like, I went to, over Thanksgiving, I went to London, and we were speaking, and I was, like, my favorite restaurant in London is La Petite Maison, and.
Oh, he took
you
to the one in Miami
that
just opened.
Yeah, he took me to the one in Miami, and it was just really cute and sweet. He ended up being a psychopath, so.
like, literal such a psycho.
Beware of good dates.
Yeah, beware. Yeah. It was like way beware. Too nice up front. So, but
that reminds me of that meme that's like, this is like, it's like a couple like dancing in the, yeah. on the beach, and it's like, this could be us, but like we broke up. Like, yeah. No, it doesn't, yeah. even say that. You know which one.
Yeah, I know, yeah. what you're talking about. But yeah, so
like,
it was
but
just
I don't have a boyfriend.
Really thoughtful, and then we like went to. He was like down to go to like. It was during Basel, and he was down to go to this party that I like had to go to for mm-hmm. something. He was like really chill with everyone that I was introducing him to, and super sweet. But no,
until he was a psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
Until the psychopath, which you're not.
Well, speaking of psychos, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
Honestly, I had trouble coming up with a worst date, so I was talking to my friend, and I thought I would just share this story. It's really quick, of a worst date she went on. Oh. She was like, at a coffee shop, met this guy, exchanged numbers, he asked her on a date. Then she's like walking, they're like, she's about to go to the restaurant where they're gonna eat. She's walking towards the restaurant and he's outside, and she like knows what he looks like. So he's outside literally like either exchanging numbers with a girl or like doing something else with a girl, like literally before the date even started.
Oh.
So I mean, that was like worst date, like didn't even start. She called him out for it.
Pretty savage.
Like, she's like, yeah, she's like, and she's not the type that would just like.
I've actually heard of a similar story. My friend, yeah. who's a guy, told me once that he took a girl out on a date and asked for the waitress's number while she was like, in the bathroom.
I don't know why you would
ever
do that.
Which is psycho.
Psycho. Like, that's like savage.
I literally, some like, I'm scared to go to the bathroom, yeah. on a date now.
No. Absolutely.
Yeah. And what about you? What
okay. So my worst date is pretty memorable. My friend was hooking up with this guy, and she was really convinced on the idea that if I was set up with a friend, we could all go on double dates together. It ended up that, like, yeah. it was all just, like, really like fuckboy situation, so it didn't work out for her.
Anyone.
Yeah, and yeah. it wasn't working out for me. But so I canceled on this guy like literally four times. I'm notorious for canceling. I have to get better with it. But like,
yeah, I was literally like,
I just can't. And then finally, I said I would go. I committed to a 10 p.m. date, which why would I do that? And it was crazy. The time that I was working.
Why would he ask you to do that?
Because he had law school. He had class till a certain time. And he was like, let's meet at 10 p.m. So I like had gotten back from work at like 6, and I had 4 hours to kill. It was like so annoying. I was like, at 9 p.m., my friend came over. And I was like, my friend came over, and I was like, yeah, I can't do this. Yeah. And she was like, you have to just go. And so I went there, and like within 10 minutes of, he took me to a really nice spot, but within 10 minutes of
what
it,
what was
he,
it?
Irving Place. Or, I don't know. Am I saying that wrong?
I don't know. Has anyone been
whatever.
There?
Okay, yeah. cool, yeah, Irving People Place, yeah, there. It's, like, yeah. really cool. So it's actually a really nice spot, but within 10 minutes, he was telling me about his glory days of Michigan, and I was like, I literally can't do this, so I went to the bathroom, and I was like, I texted my mom.
She's savage.
Shout out to Steph, who's in the audience, I think you actually saved me from this one. I texted my mom, I texted, like, two
like,
other
what
girls.
About Michigan, though, because,
she,
like...
He was, like, just, like, it was, like, talking about Michigan, like, for literally 15 minutes, like, about how he, like, wishes he could go back, and it's, like, he's 28.
I feel like that's just, like, a person who went to Michigan.
But no. I'm a person who loves Syracuse. It's like, he was literally like, I would do anything to be back at that yeah. tailgate. Like, it was like really creepy. He kept saying that. I was like, he was like, I think I'm going back
that's
to one. And
so
I was
creepy.
Like, that's creepy. You're 28. Like, yeah. I'm 29. It was weird.
I feel
and
like so, I know that guy.
Yeah, we can disguise. But, yeah. So, anyways, I literally went to the bathroom and I was like, one of you needs to call me and be like, you need to call twice. I'm going to answer on the second ring and you need to be like,
yeah.
Like, emergency. I need to go. Yeah. And so I ended up being like, oh my God, like someone's calling me. Like, and I was like, oh my God, my roommate's really sick. Like, she is drunk and can't get into the apartment. I need to leave. And he was like really aggressive about it. He wasn't even like chill about it. He was like, she can't like get a key. And I was like, no, she's drunk. Like, relax. And
like, he like didn't pick up on it.
And yeah, needless to say, he continuously texted me after he thought we had a really nice time.
Yeah. I feel like that's always the case.
You are. Good for you.
So yeah. Worst date. I had to leave within 15.
That's pretty rough. Thank God you got out. Okay. So you guys are style bloggers and you know obviously you're family is in like fashion, so you know a lot about it. When it comes to guys and dating, does it matter what a guy wears and like what, like, dress your ideal like guy outfit?
Okay, well, I'm just gonna say first that to me it does not matter. If a guy,
really?
Yeah, which is very
so.
Very
if a guy
bizarre.
Is wearing like a wife beater and
well,
like
okay, let me just tell you
overall,
so my like you're one cool of my ex boyfriends, like I will try with all my might to get them more fashionable, and I've succeeded with two of mm-hmm. my past exes. They're like super fashionable now, and I'm like ugh.
And now they but, have
like,
their own
yeah,
fashion
they're
blogs.
Like, they're like about to start their own fashion blogs. Yeah, no, but one is like super preppy. Like khakis, golf shirts, like, and I'm like, if I'm attracted to you and I love your personality and I like you, then like, that's not gonna put me in the way of like,
yeah.
of anything. But I'm gonna like suggest other things. But like, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, if you want to wear that, do it. But I am attracted to a guy who's like trendy and like minimalist, like common products, which are back
yeah,
there, like in the theory store, like the theory men stuff is awesome. Just like. Mm-hmm. Just like Henley t-shirts and like jeans that fit you right and like common products like that does it for me. But unfortunately, I attract the preppy guys, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Who like to wear khakis and oversized polos.
That's like a no.
Oversized. That's literally like Kanye like when he first started.
Don't worry, I'll fix it. Yeah. I'll fix it all.
Me too.
I like am not for the khakis and polos. I would prefer. Like, just, like, a fitted jean of some sort, like a Henley tee, white tee, whatever. I love common projects on guys.
Just to clarify, what is a Henley? Like, am I the only one that doesn't know?
It's like when it has the three buttons.
Three buttons, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, we're like, I love fashion.
Yeah. I'm, like, not super picky either, but, like, certain styles I can't fuck with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to add
like,
off.
Like, sorry. But so to dress your ideal man, like the Henley and the jeans.
Yeah, like.
It.
And, like, maybe, like, a bomber.
A bomber jacket, yeah.
I have, like a guy friend who dresses really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, like, I'm thinking of him. And mm-hmm. he, like, wears, like, a bomber, like, a cute V-neck or something. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, a fitted jean and, like, a cool shoe.
Yeah.
Some of those, like, Saint Laurent like, boots or something. But, like, that's too much for a guy. But, like, you know, like, the, like, little, like,
yes.
booty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I wouldn't want a boy to wear a Saint Laurent, but I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
no, I totally understand what you mean.
But for me, it's, like, also, like, if it depends on if I'm dating them, if I'm meeting them on an app or if I'm meeting them in person. Like, on an app, I'll probably, like, swipe if it's not cute style.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
I do.
Something that's an actual hell no for guys, though, is, like, the vest with a.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Not like a vest like this, but, like. A, like, suit
no
vest.
Suit.
Like, that sort of situation.
Oh.
Like going to a formal?
Wait, who's wearing a suit vest casually?
Just, like, in general, why would you ever?
Like the pleated suit?
So, like, a prom vest?
Like, I'm literally thinking of, like, an armor.
She's thinking of a prom vest, and I don't know who does that. So,
who
let's just...
No,
I
don't hear that, but just, like, in general, why would a guy ever?
Right.
A prom.
If for a prom.
For prom, because it's a tradition.
Right.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay,
cool. What about, like, for girls? Like, what are you wearing on a first date?
I think that, like, you should be cute and flirty, but not too sexy and not trying too hard. Like, I have friends that, like, get hair and makeup done. Not makeup,
for
but, like,
first date?
For first date, yeah. It's, like, extensions and the whole thing. That's a bit much, and, like, I just think that, yeah.
I'm shook.
Yeah.
No.
Can
you imagine? I would literally be in debt, like, for when I was dating back
then. Okay, but, like, extensions just makes it a little fuller, but, like, still, it's, like, curls. It's just too much. You just need to be, like, natural.
It looks obvious. Yeah.
I wear usually, like, jeans and...
So would you wear this on a first date?
No, absolutely not. This is too much. But I would wear, like, the
Would
boots.
You wear this?
I would wear something like that with a leather jacket, for sure.
Okay.
And I would, like, totally wear this.
I'm just kidding. I would wear, like, I like wearing jeans or, like, leather pants, but that would be...
I'm just imagining her showing up on a first date with his hair.
With a t-shirt. With a t-shirt.
I guess you could pull off the hair and makeup thing on a first date if, like, every time you're like, I just came from an event.
Yeah.
Which happens sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I think it needs to be just, like, more natural, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Let's talk about how you're meeting people that aren't online. Like, what are some of the bars or, like, clubs that you're going to?
Acme. I actually have met someone at Acme.
Oh, really?
I've been on drinks with someone at Acme.
And, well, why didn't it?
It didn't
further?
Really pan out because it was more like fuckboy 23-year-old, but it was like he asked me to drinks at Acme. He was like, let's get drinks.
You met at Acme?
We met at Acme. Night of my birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
A little birthday Acme situation. So I'm just gonna get right into it. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah. Let's talk about sex,
baby. Oh my god.
Let's talk about you and me.
Do you guys talk about sex with each other?
Yeah. Yeah. But like kind of awkwardly and weirdly. It's yeah. kind of like awkward conversations, but like yeah. we do. I'm like, well, were you giving him head or like, not? Like if she like breaks up with someone, yeah. like I'm like, were you doing your due diligence? Like I'm like making sure, but it's not like we're like calling up and being like, yeah. oh my god, I had the best yeah. sex ever last night. Yeah. That's like I do that with my friends right. more than with you. Yeah. No yeah. offense, Char. Love you, but
yeah,
you don't do that with me.
I would
so.
Say yeah, I do that more with like my friends too. Mm-hmm. But like we both openly talk about it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's mm-hmm. like brought yeah. up
all the time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And do you watch porn?
So we have a funny story about this. I do watch porn, but I walked in on her in high school. This is so funny.
Oh my god,
so sad.
It's like not.
It's just perverted.
We were in the Bahamas. We were in the Bahamas, and I was staying in a room with our friend Steph, who's in the audience, and she was staying in a room with our friend Danielle. And Steph and I were like, "Let's go see what like Shara and Danielle are doing." So we like go into their room. It's an adjoining room, and like they're like dying laughing. It's not for pleasure. It's like for humor about this.
Flintstones porn.
Oh, that's like bought from the hotel, and I was like, "Mom's gonna kill you!" Like, it's gonna be like
wait,
adult
what
porn.
What is a Flintstone?
It's like
porn,
reenacting though. Flintstones.
But with porn. That sounds like the best porn I've ever yeah. heard. Why is it online?
It wasn't that good. We've also
like I've searched that like, before.
It
and
I was like, so we used like, so, like it was a huge letdown. But like we also, my friend Danielle and I just like yeah. used to do this shit. But we also did like Simple Life, which was like. They like reenacted like the
Simple. Like Nicole Richie in Paris they Hilton, reenacted. But a porno.
Yeah. That's but so like, funny. But, yeah.
I mean, like I like would watch porn. I don't like need to watch porn, but like I do. And like,
so how do you like get yourself off when you're not having sex?
When I'm not having sex, I mean, a lot of my friends use vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do. Like they love. They like yeah. have this like the one that like has the remote or something. I don't know. My friend. I can't say name, but loves yeah. it. And so that, like, could be an exploration option.
Yeah,
but
100%.
I don't know. Do porn, that. Like, yeah. doesn't do it for me, though. Because it's all just, like, yeah. it's very, like, I feel just, like, too, like, I don't know.
So, yeah. like, on the contrary, I do watch some porn. Yeah. And, like, I'm into kind
what
of weird
porn?
Shit.
What's
in terms
your
of, like,
site?
I love when, like, a teacher, male teacher, is, like, come into my room, like, you have detention. And is, like, and is scolding her. Like, that's bad, but, like, the role playing. And then I also yeah. like to find, like, and this is hard to find on porn yeah. sites. And I only use Pornhub. Shout out to Pornhub. And then I erase you from all Pornhub. My browsing settings like a freak, like every time. I'm like, oh my god, my friends are gonna see this. No, but like, I like to find like the romantic, like lover, like realistic. A realistic yeah. situation for me, which is so hard
you
to
would
find
click
a porn
like
site.
The two lovers
and like romantic
in an
lovers, porn. Like actually making love.
I literally, I'm always thinking to myself, like, who clicks the lovers?
There's no lover category.
Like, who clicks the lovers making love? Like,
me.
Yeah.
Me.
Clearly.
And then it,
and
like,
they're like holding
works.
Hands.
Yeah,
the
and they're
middle.
Like, and then it's like the music's playing, and I'm like,
it's
this
like,
is just
I
like,
love
yeah.
you.
And then I'm just like, okay, never mind. Yeah. And then I like erase it from my browser. Yeah. And I'm like, I hope that like this doesn't come up. And
yeah.
Do you anyway.
Do you sext?
I do. Or I have.
I sext with people that like I'm comfortable with. I'm not mm-hmm. doing it on like. A third date with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, you're comfortable with these people that you're sexting.
Yeah, I'm like dating yeah. them and seeing them yeah. for a while. Usually yeah. dating them.
So you sex multiple people at once?
No! No, 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 no. I sexed my boyfriends when I'm dating them. The only people I sex mm-hmm. are boyfriends that I'm dating.
I would sex mm-hmm. someone that I was like hooking up with for a while, but like we wouldn't have to be dating. But if I was like comfortable with them, like, and like thought they were like,
yeah.
wouldn't be like, creepy yeah,
it's,
about it.
It's funny. I just read an article called Sexting the Waters, and it's like how like you get into sexting with someone, like, but because you can't just be obvious and be like, what are you wearing?
Yeah,
you have
yeah.
to be like,
chill.
What's your room like?
Yeah.
You know?
Really? Yeah, I like dive way heavier into it, but I guess it's because I'm always with the boyfriend when I sex.
Yeah, it's true.
With a boyfriend, that's very different.
Yeah, no.
I'm just thinking of like hookups I've had for like more than a year.
Yeah.
And nothing really came of it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
like felt comfortable.
Got it.
Let's talk about texting etiquette. Do you guys, like, ever help each other when texting guys?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
I mean, me.
Oh, okay. Do you want help or do you help her?
I get help sometimes. Okay. Because, like, some of these, like, I don't know, some of the response, like, I just, like, I'm getting better with it. Mm-hmm. But, like, since I'm younger and, like, wasn't, like, at first in the dating life, I just, like, would, like, play into the games. But, like, Sophie's, like, kind of, like, doesn't... She just says what's on her mind to me, guys.
Yeah. And now I think, I do. Now I didn't before. I used to literally play
the games.
But now
I think
so
that's, like,
hard.
A better approach, and I'm getting better with just, like, saying what's on the mind, like, not playing the games, because the games are just super annoying.
100%. Yeah.
Like, the waiting
game. That's how
game
I feel. I, like, say what's on my mind, and I'm like, if you don't like it, then, like, we don't have to talk anymore.
Yeah.
But with, like, so that one of the guys, that the guy that took me on the really nice date, he was being so, like, nice up front. Like, literally, like, boyfriend status. It was like weird, and
like,
so I had to get
like
I had to get like advice from other people, because I was like, wait, lol, what do I say to this? Like, it's just a bit much.
He came on too strong.
Yeah, I hadn't, like, I met him once, and then we were texting for 2 months before we like actually hung out, like, and so he was like coming on very strong, and like I liked him, but like we didn't really know each other, so it was a little creepy he was coming on that strong.
Yeah, that's creepy. Have you guys ever had a threesome or, like, explored in addition to... Oh, funny story?
Yeah. So, I'm just going to say it.
Say
or
it.
Or can I not?
You had a threesome together.
No, we didn't. But we had, like, a wild night. Can I talk about it?
Yes.
I would rather.
So, just give us the highlights.
Okay, so, basically, it was pretty cray. So, I lost my virginity to this, like...
That
hot,
on the crazy night?
Yes, on to this like hot lacrosse player that like went to Duke.
And I went crazy because she was my younger sister.
She went a little crazy. Yeah, and then that's where it ended.
That's where it ended. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that happened.
I got mad.
Someone had a threesome that night, and I'm not gonna say who, but we were with a group of like a large people, and like it was just like a kind of like big orgy, and it was weird that it was my virginity.
You're like, someone had a threesome. Yeah. I wonder who it was. So crazy. It wasn't me, and I only
had one other person. Okay, whatever. I had a threesome. I wouldn't call it a threesome. And my friend who is in the audience, I'm not going to point her out, who I had this threesome with, air quotes, sorry for people who can't hear or can't see me, air quotes, threesome. It was like we hooked up with the same guy at the same time, but we like didn't touch each other. It was very weird.
It was just a weird night.
It was a weird night, yeah. Like...
The next day, everyone
it.
Was like,
really
super,
annoyed
we
that
saw
you,
the boys the next day on the beach, and like,
and they didn't ghost like zombie.
They ghosted you.
No, they ghosted us. Like, we were like,
after taking your virginity, they ghosted
you. It was really,
and
like,
they did not acknowledge our presence. It's fine.
Did they know they were taking
your virginity? I was really young.
Yeah.
And he was like,
how
I
young?
Think he felt,
just out of curiosity.
I think I was 14.
Oh,
so my goodness.
Yeah, so he was like a little older, and I think he felt I think the whole night was just super uncomfortable. Yeah. There was a lot of alcohol involved.
How did you end up with Duke lacrosse players when you were 14?
I don't know. I slayed. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
That is incredible.
It was just a wild night in Bermuda. Yeah. Like, what happens in Bermuda
just happens in Bermuda. Stays in Bermuda. I've heard
except
that before.
Charlotte took it on to the podcast. Thank you.
Love it. So the other day we had this like debate on the poll question section / story section of the Instagram about who should be more important, your sibling or your partner. And since you guys are siblings, it's the perfect kind of debate to have. What do you think?
Okay, so I think that like a sibling should come first, but with my past boyfriends, they've become very close with the family. So it's almost like Sophie's really close with them and stuff, so
like my brothers,
I don't know, it's kind of a tough situation on certain things. I think like
you wouldn't choose me.
I would, but like some things, like when you're married, like it's a bit different, I feel.
Yeah, well, I would choose my sibling and yeah, no, but we do tend with our partners, if they're long term, they tend to like become a part of like our family. Like they come over all the time. Like our parents are super chill, so like they get to know our parents. Like all her, two of her ex-boyfriends were like brothers to me, like to an extent that was
so what if you met someone who like also had a really big family?
I had that.
So what did you do?
My ex-boyfriend was like, he was very family oriented too.
Yeah.
It kind of caused issues sometimes, but like I would probably spend more time with his family, but we would still spend a lot of time with mine.
Mm-hmm.
It like is an issue long term, I feel, because like I want someone who's gonna be able to like split the time, because I love my family, and like, I want someone who loves their family too, but like mm-hmm. equal.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
About that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you guys date a Trump supporter? Not to get like political.
Funny story. Yeah. My most recent ex-boyfriend from college is a Trump supporter, and it was a huge, I'm not even that political.
Yeah.
It was a huge issue. Like, Trumpy, Trumpy. I was like, are you serious? Like, I like literally, it was just, I would like start sweating, fuming, like,
yeah.
And I'm not even, I like really tried to stay out of politics just because of how like scary it is. But I did date one, and it, and I'm not saying it didn't work out because of the Trump thing, but that definitely didn't help.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Trump supporter and you don't really, like, vocalize it or you're not, like, weird about it, that's fine, I guess. But if it's something, like, her ex was, like, very vocal and, like, weird, it's not a good look.
Yeah, I agree. When you, do you guys stay in touch with your exes, like, when you break up? It sounds like you do.
I unfortunately don't really. Yeah. Both of my breakups were,
I don't think that's unfortunate.
Yeah, no, it's not. But, like, so if he's, like, super close with, so I, like, kind of look to that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm cordial, I'm not cordial with my first. I'm, like, totally cordial with my second, but, like, we just don't, like, interact.
Yeah. I'm cordial with her first, by the way. But, we DM about life, but no.
Love it. He slides into your DM.
Yeah, he slides a lot.
I am cordial with my exes. I really try to be, even if they end badly. Like, after a certain amount of time, I try to, like, rekindle either the friendship or just, like, getting on the same page about, like, any bad blood there was. And I like that closure, so I've been trying to do that with a couple of exes,
So when you're, like, getting busy with guys, obviously, you know, there's the typical, you know, hair, which happens, and some girls are really, like, OCD about hair and, like, really want a guy to, like, manscape and, like, have, like, I don't know, just, like, perfectly manicured pubes or something gross. But what are your thoughts on that?
I don't
and,
really
like,
care.
Do you care either way?
I don't care if it's, like, a little hairy, but, like, if it's, like, disgusting, like, I mean, that's, like, not enjoyable.
Yeah,
but
that's hard for you because I feel like you, with your type, you might find a lot of hairy people.
Yeah, a lot of those Jew boys need to shave, but, or, like, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not, I haven't run into a situation where it's, like, a red flag alarming, so that's good, but, like, watching the next guy I be with, it's gonna be, like, what the hell do I do?
I really don't care about manscaping. I'm, like, like, show me the bush, like, I don't have the issue with the Jewish, no, but, like, but I would rather hair, if, like, I haven't encountered, like, a bear situation. I don't know if that even is a thing that people do, but, like, I would be petrified. So, like, I'm, like, fine with you just not.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe manscape a little. I don't really. But, like, have hair down there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if you want hair down there, then it's, like, more difficult. So let's say this new kind of, like, trend that's been happening is like, eating each other's butts, right?
Yeah.
So if there's hair down
there,
I'm assuming, is it new? I don't know. Maybe we're just talking about it for the first time, but I just, like, feel like they weren't doing it in, like, the 1800s.
Okay, but, like, Sophie maybe can speak to that. Like, I would never want that.
Like, you wouldn't want your butt eaten?
And I would not eat someone's ass. Like, hell no.
Would you?
So.
You're like, which one?
I didn't want it or ask for it, but I had actually waxed for the first time ever.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't rapey. It was with my boyfriend.
Wax. Okay.
But I had waxed for the first time ever. We were in Miami.
Yeah.
And, like, we were all very, like, wrong. Like, it was, like, me and my friend. It was me and my boyfriend, and then, me and my friend's boyfriend, and we were, like, all being, like, raunchy, like, whatever, and then, like,
what is being raunchy, like, now, like, are you, like, slapping her ass, like, are you, like, kicking your
the
tits,
guy
like,
that, okay, so the guy, my friend's boyfriend was, like, British and very, like, let's have a foursome, and we were all, like, no, like, that's not, like,
so
let's all be raunchy on our own, and,
every
like,
British person,
yeah, and he's, like, oh, my God, you're so, like, you guys are so, like, sexual together about, like, me and the person I was with, but then
it's
I
like
ended
Alan.
Up getting my, like, asshole You know, which wasn't, I didn't want it. I didn't like it.
The closest I'm getting to that is like sit on my face. Like that's like literally.
What? Wait, them sitting on your face?
Me. Oh my God, hell no. Literally.
You will die.
Yeah, literally. Charlotte, we get a call.
I'm really imagining a guy, like a big Jewish guy, sitting on your face.
Hell no. That's, I don't know. Like, not for me.
Would you guys forgive someone who cheated on you? And, like, do you believe the phrase, once a cheater, always a cheater?
I think, like, so there's, if it's, like, an emotional connection where there's, like, a lot of texting and, like, whatever, I don't know if I could get over that because there's just too much whatever. But if it was, like, a one-night thing and he came clean, like, immediately and was like, listen, I, like, fucked up last night, I got drunk, like, I think I could see probably past that and try to be a forgiving person. But with me, I don't think I can get past, like, having a whole relation.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm the same way in terms of if you cheat on me, then, like, I'm done with you. But I don't believe that once a cheater, always a cheater.
Okay, yeah. Why not?
Well, because I actually have cheated on someone before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perspective.
And, no, I'm not proud of it, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't mean it's going to carry over into other relationships at all. It was just, like, I was younger, and,
Shit happens.
Yeah.
100%. When you guys are, like, dating someone, are you looking for someone that's more similar to your personality or more, like, different?
I want someone who's, I guess, a little of both. Like, I like someone who's different, can, like, teach me things and, like, I can learn from. But I also want someone who, like, thinks the same things are funny and... We can, like, talk about similar interests. So.
Right.
It's, like, a wild card for me. Like, I like different people and I like similar people. Usually different, though. Like, usually, like, literally opposites.
Totally.
Which is weird, but...
Do you guys have any sexual fantasies that you would be comfortable sharing?
You go first.
No, I'm thinking right now. You go. You were like, yeah, so.
Well, I mean. I had a night with, like, my ex, which I, like, would do again. Like, it was, we, like, used, like, handcuffs, and, like, it was, like, super, like,
50
was,
Shades like, Free!
Yeah. And I think that that's, like, fun when there's just, like, a little, like, a different element involved in your sex life.
Yeah.
And we used them, like, a few times, and it was always just, like, a good time in different ways. And,
I love that. Yeah. That's hot.
I mean, I, like, I'm, like, thinking now of maybe a sexual fantasy I've never thought before, but maybe, like, reenacting my teacher scene. Like,
I was literally going to suggest that.
Having them, like, be the teacher, and I walk into my apartment in, like, a cute little schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. And he gets mad. That would be hot.
Yeah. That's really hot.
Yeah.
I love that. when do you guys, like, usually introduce, because I know you talked about, like, they're friends with the family quickly. Like, when are you introducing guys to your family?
Like, sooner the better, to be honest.
Our mom, like, within possible days.
Yeah, I, like.
Days?
I want to, like, literally, like.
Can you imagine, like, after a first date, you call the guy 2 days later? No, you're like, listen, my mom is here with
me. She's so chill, though. Like, she's such, like, a homie. So, like. I guess if it's intimidating to a guy, then, like, fine.
Yeah.
But, like, she's not, like, she wouldn't be creepy and, like a mom. She was just, like, whatever. I like to get her opinion is more what I'm valuing.
Yeah.
Would you be freaked out if a guy brought you to meet his dad in, within a few days or, like, his mom?
Like, if he suggested in a creepy way, but if, like, we just, like, saw his dad, I'd be normal.
Yeah. So if he ambushes you with his dad, that's how
that's like a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't do that. So.
Yeah.
What?
But ambush mom onto people within days.
No, I know. And be like, oh, mom's coming to dinner too.
No. I would never do that. But like, if I was like hooking up with someone for like a little, like I would feel comfortable like if we ran into my mom.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah, love it. Do you guys believe in soulmates?
I think that, well, I believe everything happens for a reason. I've learned that from my past relationship, and I think that I was so upset at first because I was like, oh my God, like, you, like, I thought that, like, that person was so perfect for me, but, like, when you date and, like, mm-hmm. meet new people, you realize that there's different things about different people that you like, yeah. so I feel you could have more than one soulmate, but mm-hmm. I feel that there is someone you are going to connect with on a level that you don't connect with other people.
Yeah, agreed.
So I 100% believe in soulmates, and I have a soulmate, and it's a girl, so, like, a friend soulmate, but...
Okay, what makes you guys soulmates?
So many things. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go into it. But I had a relationship where I thought the guy was my soulmate. Like, mm-hmm. we had met on Hinge years earlier, and then he, like, reconnected with me, and I was like, oh, my God, like, we're soulmates. Like, I knew this from the start and, like, thought we were going to be soulmates, thought we were going to get married, like, thought we were going to move in, and then, like, literally, like, no. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I can't do this. And mm-hmm. But I do believe in soulmates, and I do believe that there's, like, a perfect person for everyone out there.
I think mom and dad are soulmates.
Yes.
So, like, I aspire to, like, have a relationship like that.
Are they still together? Shout out to
Ian and Kim. Yes. Yeah,
they're still together. Awesome.
And how did they meet?
They met in Bermuda.
Yeah.
Wild. Our dad is Bermudian.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Fun fact. And our mom was, like, on a vacation there, and she... At first,
declined
his, like, offer to dance, but then her friend was like, he, like, goes to Harvard, he's so cute, and she was like, ooh, like,
Harvard.
Back in.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, and then danced them, yeah.
And the rest was history. Yeah,
exactly.
But things were different back then. They, like, wrote letters. They, like, mm-hmm. didn't text. It was, like,
my
so
mom
cute.
Would not have survived, like, social media.
Yeah.
She would have been crazy.
She pretends, like...
she would have been, like, one of those psycho girls.
Well, maybe your dad would have liked it.
He
might have.
So, yeah. I don't know.
He might have.
Yeah. You never know. What are their signs?
He's a
Libra, and she's March 30th.
So she's
Aries.
What?
So cute.
Aww.
They're opposite signs.
Love it.
Love it. Would you date someone who was, like, a vegan and wanted you to eat, like, on that same page?
No.
I would be open to exploring, like, vegan's a bit much, but, yeah. like, if they wanted to, like, keep a certain lifestyle, like, pescatarian or something, like, sure. I could definitely be yeah. sensitive to that.
I'm sorry, yeah, I said no really fast, but, like, yeah. if they're okay with me eating what I wanted,
they're
no.
not.
Okay,
they're
so, not. Then
yeah. Okay. what are, wait, sorry.
Sorry, love my new
Have you guys heard of the rules? We talked about this, like, a few weeks ago on the podcast.
No, but, and I said no.
Yeah.
And I didn't read the article.
Yeah.
So, enlighten.
Well, basically, the rules are, like, this set of rules that were made in, like, 1995 or mm-hmm. maybe even earlier by these women. And it basically says, like, how to be the girl that, like, the guys want, essentially, and, like, okay. what to do and what not to do, and, like, how you shouldn't cancel plans with a friend, like, for a guy. Like, what's your take on, like, that whole thing?
I'm, like, a girl that, like, well, if I, like a guy, I, like, am gonna probably put the friends aside for a second. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like people have to do what they want to do, and, like, if that's
yeah.
suiting you at the moment, then whatever. But, mm-hmm.
I don't really go
so,
by the rules.
Yeah, I don't go by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's certain things, I think, but... I don't know.
Yeah. If it works, it works.
Yeah.
It works,
yeah.
If it works, it works. And how long would you wait, like, let's say you're dating a new person mm-hmm. before it became, like, official, or you at least had, like, this conversation?
So in my experience, it's, like, very dubious, because I've had experiences where, like, I'm waiting for them to ask me out to be official, and then one day they're like, oh, I, like, told my boss, like, that my girlfriend was, like, coming over, and I'm like,
yeah.
oh, your girlfriend? Is that yeah. me? Like, I didn't know.
Yeah. Like, no, guys do that all the time. Yeah.
Which is, like, annoying, and I think guys are, like, still kind of accustomed to doing that, but, like, you need to, like, any guy listening to this, like, you need to ask the girl to
yeah.
be your girlfriend.
Like, can you imagine if we just started calling them our boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like,
it means a lot to us.
That would be
yeah.
psychotic.
Yeah, you would think we were psychos, and we're like... Oh my gosh, boyfriend, miss you. Yeah. Like, no, like, you.
He'd be like, wait,
needs
I didn't
to be official.
Ask you.
And I yeah. think it, like, the amount of time depends, but, like.
I think it can vary.
It needs to yeah. be said.
I had two, like, very easy situations where I, like, haven't had as many boyfriends as her, so it was like they asked. But I don't know. I think, like, it depends. Like, I would say, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have a conversation, but, like, mm-hmm. sometimes you're, like, lingering, waiting for, like, mm-hmm. them to ask. And, like,
how many boyfriends have you had?
Like, not that
serial
many.
Serial
dater. We're 25.
I had 3 boyfriends after college that were, like, kind of consecutive, so I guess you could say I serial, air quote, serial dated after college for a little bit. And now I'm single for the first time after college.
Amazing.
But in college, I was so not a serial dater.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, with my friends most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, begging for, like, boys to, like, hang out with me.
And what about, like, the I love yous? Like, so 2 months you've had the conversation. When are you expecting the I love you, and would you say it first?
No, I would never.
Hell no.
Yeah, hell no.
Really? I have a friend who's in the audience. I'm not going to look at her because then you all will know. Who said I love you first, and now they're engaged.
Woo!
Well, I say, yeah, props to her. I think props to you. I would love to be able to do that. I just don't think I could be able to do that. And I'm kind of like...
What if, like, you knew that he loved you? Because he was like, I love your boots. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I love,
yeah,
like, the way you order when we're at dinner.
I just don't think I'd be that girl. But maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I could be.
I think,
like,
you could.
I've evolved, like, with my, like, texting and stuff we were talking about earlier. I've evolved to this state where I'm like, no more BS. Like... Mm-hmm. If I love you, like, maybe I will say it. Like, mm-hmm. But right now I'm single, so I really have no idea, but...
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can get back to you, and then you can post it on the story.
Have you guys ever had a one-night stand?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, consecutively, so...
I'm, like, waiting to hear more.
Give
me the deuce.
Well, I've had one-night stands, but, like, all of them have, like, panned out to at least, like, a few more times. Like, not just solely
so they always
night.
Come back for more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had another, like, one-night stand in college, and it was mortifying. Never would do it again. And he actually did come crying back for more, but, like, when we graduated. And mm-hmm. I was like...
Sailed.
You were such an asshole. When I was a freshman in college, like, made me feel like absolute shit, so bye. Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Do you guys care about age difference? Like, what's the oldest that you've dated, and or
34.
The youngest?
34.
Oh, okay.
Went up there. Age difference is...
How was it up there?
You know, it's, like, a bit too much for me. I think I need someone a little younger because it's, like, there are generational differences. Like, I went on a date, shout out to Steph again, we went on a group date, and my guy was 30, Steph's was, like, 28, which was, like, chill, but, like, he was, like, talking about something that, like, the three of us had no
like
idea.
Like, what?
He was, like, this, I don't even remember, it was, like, something weird. He was, like, do you guys remember this, like, time where there was, like, this, like, riot or something? We, like, all had no idea what we were talking about. I was, like,
wait, like, the Vietnam protest? So,
what was it? Yeah, he was, like, talking about some cult.
Oh, like, the Manson cult?
No. It was, like, very weird. We all literally were, like, literally, what are you talking about? Like, if this is supposed to be sexy, it's so unsexy.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, just weird. So, I think sometimes it's, like, generational differences. Mm-hmm. But I'm willing to go on dates with older guys.
Yeah.
Now I kind of like it more because I went on a date the other day with a guy who's my age. And I've been on dates now with, like, 30-year-olds more recently. And it was, like, I was not interested. I was, like, I, like, want to go on the dates with the 30-year-olds. They're, like, more, like... Just, like, have their life together
have
and, like,
together,
Me, I'm, like, different. Like, my, like, on, like, if on my apps, like, my settings is, like, up to 30.
Mm.
So, like, I went on a date with a 29-year-old recently, and I was, like, there was, like, I felt even there was a gap. And I'm 25.
Meaning they were too old.
Yeah, he seemed a little bit too old.
25?
Like, no, he's 29.
What was he doing that was, like, old?
I mean, he was a little bit, like, nerdy and the lawyer, and I was just, like, I was just, like, it was, there was just...
Like, you're in the mood for more of, like, a Justin Bieber vibe.
Yeah.
No! Oh, my God, no. I'm in the mood of more of, like, a, like, my, I don't know. I just, like, more similar age. Like, 27 would be ideal.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I would love
let's
that.
Do it.
I have a girl crush on you.
Oh, my God, let's do it. And what about height when it comes to guys? Because you guys are different heights. What's the difference in height?
I don't have a problem with height because if a boy's shorter than me, it's like Danny DeVito.
What do you mean? Is that a good thing?
No.
It's
like a boy was shorter
than me. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying
you do have
a problem with height.
No, I have no problem. Like, I'm, like, fine with, like, any... Like, a boy that's shorter than me is, like, a...
So, shorter isn't fine, but he could be your height.
He could be my height, yeah.
Oh, okay. How tall are you? 5'3"?
That's a little bit...
Like, oh, my God. Oh, I mean...
Shout out to Danny DeVito. I love your work.
I don't want guys who are... That was really good. I don't want guys who are 5'3 to, like, feel bad.
No.
No, don't feel bad at all. Like, you'll find your girl.
But... I'm really chill with height, I feel like I went on a date with a guy who was, like, 5'5", and I was totally fine with it.
Yeah.
He had a great face, and I was like, cool.
It's all about the face.
Yeah.
For me, 5'11 and above.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like tall guys. I like to wear heels. I like a guy who's, like, really tall, really athletic, brunette.
So I would not want, like, Kim and Chris Humphreys, was that his name?
Yes.
That's, like, a no for me.
Well, how tall was he again?
He was, like, 6'5".
And she was, like, 5'1".
5'1". Yeah. So, like, I think there's a point where it's too tall for someone like us. Like, yeah. Shorter.
That's but for true. Me, it works.
Yeah.
Do you?
Chris Humphreys, get at me.
He's in New York often. I see him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Would you rather date a guy with a perfect, like, big dick?
Okay.
Or a beautiful face?
What would the dick be if it was, like, just a beautiful face? Because, like...
Wait, what do you...
Oh, the face.
Chode is, like, a deal breaker, or, not. Like, long and skinny.
It's like a buttered dick.
Which
I just made up that
What's
term.
What's a buttered dick?
Like, long, like, and skinny.
It's when, like, he's hot, but, like, his dick is gross, I guess. I don't know.
The buttered face, like, buttered dick.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, long, skinny dicks are, like, nasty, so...
Chode!
just being honest.
Preach!
I think I gotta go with the big dick.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, there's nothing better than, like, a perfect dick. Yeah.
Okay.
I've had one,
So just put a bag over their head.
No, like, they can have a hot face.
They can have a really chill personality.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
So you guys are young. You're 25, you're 23.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about marriage and, like, if you do you have, like, a limit? Like, if I'm not married by this age...
Yeah, I say that shit all the time. But, like honestly...
And what is it?
I'm like, if I'm not married by 30, like, literally kill me to my mom. And she's like, okay, that's so dramatic nowadays.
Because how old were your parents when they got married?
25. So it's like, she's like, but don't do that. Like, you need to do... Yeah. She had Sophie at 27, me at 29. Oh, so it's like, the times have really changed. I know so many people that are above 30 who are not married, and it's, like, not weird. So I don't know why I, like, say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, don't think I'm really serious about it. But, I think older, like, is... I think it's weird now to, like, if someone told me they were getting married at 25, I, like, find that, like, very young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In this day and age.
Yeah.
I agree with that, yeah. But I'm, like, I think I'm meant to be a mom. Mm-hmm. So I am very much, like, I'd want to have kids and all that, like, in the realm before.
So if you, like, let's say you're not married by X time, you're going to have kids regardless. Oh, to have kids with them.
Wait, well, to get married and to have kids with them at 30. We've raised it, like, year by year, because I'm 32 it is right now.
I wonder what it was when we were younger. I feel like it was 30. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't younger than
No. So, like, 30
is totally a normal age to not be married right now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's, like, it's honestly kind of weird, I feel like, if you're even married at 30 in New York. Not weird, but just...
Just younger. Like, you're definitely on the younger side. But so, I don't know.
I would like to be married by 30, personally, but I don't know. Yeah. I have 5 years. We'll see.
I guess we'll see. Do you guys... So, you have each other, your sisters. Yeah. When you're dating guys, do you... like, care if they have a sister? Are you into the fact if they have a sister?
Like, no, I'm not gonna be weird about that, but, like, only child syndrome is a thing, so, like, I feel like sometimes that
so you wouldn't
comes
date
out.
An only child?
Well, no, I wouldn't not, but, like, I would like, so I like, it's nice to, like, have someone who, like, has a strong family bond, I feel
yeah,
like.
Because we, siblings, our family does, yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually, like, love the siblings of the people I date for the most part, like, my most recent boyfriend, I, like, I'm obsessed with his sisters. Like, they go to our college, and, like, I'm just, like, I live vicariously through their Instagrams, and I'm obsessed with them.
And when you guys are dating new guys, like, how soon into, like, is the first date, the third date, do you tell them about Yin to My Yang? Do they already know?
They already know.
Do they, like, stalk you on Insta? Will you follow
Okay, so
a guy?
I've actually been on a few, I, like, have talked about this with my therapist.
Let's hear it.
Because the Yin to My Yang subject comes up a lot, and a lot of guys are like, how do you make money? And that's, like, such an inappropriate question. No one else would get asked that. I would never ask a finance guy, like, wait, I don't get, like, what someone on iBanking does.
Yeah.
And I would never be like, wait, so, like, break down, like, how you make money.
Right.
You make a shit ton of money, but,
yeah,
like, how do
that's
you
a really fucking good
like,
one.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
It's
we would never ask that.
So I did. So I went up to drinks with, like, these guys in Miami, and they asked me, and I, like, said what my therapist said to say to people.
Which
like,
is what? I
he
need
was
to
like,
know.
So I find it really interesting. I've talked to other bloggers about this, but I just would never, like, basically what I just said, I would never ask someone what their financial.
You say that to them?
Yeah, I said this to one guy, and he like literally shit his pants. He was like, "Oh my god, like I really didn't mean to offend you." And I was like, "No, it's chill." But like, why would people ask that?
But wouldn't you be nervous that you would be coming off as like defensive?
I'm not coming off as defensive.
Not that you are.
I'll
I don't think
give
you,
what like how I break it down. But why do you find
obnoxious?
I agree.
That's like what I'm more right. Like, whatever. But yin to my yang comes up because then I've been on dates where guys are like super into it and are like, that's awesome that you're doing your own thing. And then I have other guys. I went like on a few dates with this guy and he was like a lot of our events are at night and that's like considered work. Right. And he would be like, I would be like, I have an event tonight. I can't go on a date. And he was like, an event doesn't really seem like work. And I was like, but it is, asshole. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. And so it's just like, I have people that don't understand the yin to my yang thing at all.
Yeah. Same. For me, like, honestly, most of the guys that I see, they, like, understand it, and they, like, don't care. They're just, like, whatever. Like, I, like, weirdly attract people that, like, don't have social media. Like, they don't have Instagram or Facebook. They'll have, like, Snapchat, and I, like, kind of like that, but it's, like, they have no idea, like, what yin to my yang is. But I'll explain it to them, like, personally. But I agree with Charlotte if, like, someone were to, like, because people are curious, like, oh, how do you make money?
Right.
And, like, that's fine for, like, a few dates in.
Yeah.
Right. You want to, like, break down and there's a way to say it. But, like, I've literally been straight up, like, so how are you making money? And
yeah.
Like,
but why can't they Google how, like, fashion bloggers
I'm gonna
make money?
I'm going to say that next time.
You know what I mean?
Like, Google
it's
it.
Like, how do you think, like, some of the fashion bloggers with a million followers make money? Revolve just, flies them out to, like,
I think it's
an
just
island.
People don't and have a really chill time.
Yeah.
I just think people, like, who aren't. Like, I think it's a fair question to, like, have questions about it.
Because it's a new thing.
It's a new thing, but, like, tasteful way of doing it and asking those questions.
Agreed. Yeah. You could be like, oh, like, I think what you're doing is so amazing. Yeah. I'm so supportive. Like, do you plan on doing this forever? Yeah. Is it sustainable for
and
you?
Like, and, like, what are your future plans with it? Shout out to any boys I go on dates with. Don't ask me how I make money.
Yeah.
There we go.
Same.
Yeah. That's definitely... something we can appreciate.
We like juicy.
Would you rather date a cokehead or a stoner?
Stoner.
Why? Why?
Actually, I'm going to probably go with cokehead.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
I don't
That's
know.
That's fair. Let her
take
cokehead.
Sorry.
You can take a stoner.
I'm a stoner because I'm a stoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cokehead because you're... she set it up.
Huge cokehead. No, I'm kidding. I feel that, like, I mean... Define a cokehead, like really?
Someone that does coke to like
go out and stuff.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, I'm cokehead.
Yeah,
stoner is just I'm not. I don't smoke weed, so like I can't get like on that.
Okay,
Judge Judy, not kidding.
As long as you're not judgmental about
it. I just get paranoid when I smoke.
Yeah,
I used to smoke with her all the time.
It was so fun when she did.
Just can't anymore.
Those Syracuse days. And when you guys would you, okay, this was a question that we actually did a while ago that I just, like, thought was really interesting. Would you guys rather date someone who's weird but leaves an impression on you?
Okay, yeah.
Or who's cool but intimidating to you?
Cool but intimidating to me.
Why?
Because I like being intimidated. Oh. It's, like, kind of, like, attractive to me.
It's, like, the teacher.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm, yeah. like, yeah. Yeah, it's, like, I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't want you to be scared of the person.
No, but I just, I like, find, I think it's, like, hot when you're intimidating, and then I'm, like, and cool on top of that.
So totally.
Are you, like, normal, but just, like, something's a little weird about you?
Yeah.
Okay, like, we have a friend that's, like, a little intriguing. He's weird.
Oh, yeah, but he's really
but
hot.
But he's hot.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go with that. Yeah.
Why don't you guys date?
We've had sex.
Oh, how was it?
Well, we're not on speaking terms right now, I guess, but,
he's really fun.
He's, like,
him.
Hot. I, like, hooked up with him, like, right after I broke up with my last boyfriend, and, like, there's something weird about him. Like, he's something weird, but, like, he's really attractive. He's hot. He dresses super well. But something...
He comes to some events with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since you guys are both single, how many guys are you dating at a time? Or does it not matter?
Unless people want to, like, make it more serious and, like, start, like, I don't know. I'm, like, pregame. Like, mm-hmm. I like going out with people, meeting new people.
Would you ever have two dates in a night?
Hell no.
Why?
Like, once a week I go on a date. I can't do, like, more than... I guess it's too much. It's
but
like,
then don't you feel like you'll end up, like, stopping dating other people and just dating that one person because it's only once a week?
No, I mean, I do go on more than one a week, but I, like, it's hard enough with, like, we have night events and stuff. Like, a date is, like, exhausting.
Like,
sometimes.
Fashion week, like, we couldn't go on dates, like, for that whole week or 2 weeks. And so it's, like, and then it's, like, if you're on the apps, it's, like, if you're not, like, if you're talking to someone and you're not, like, planning a date quickly, then it like gets like it just fizzes.
It fizzes.
But
definitely not too.
I would I would say I like don't really go on dates that often. Mm-hmm. Like I've like I don't know hung out with some people, but it's not necessarily from apps or like people that I'm just meeting. It's like kind of rekindling or like
Guys, we actually hit the hour mark, so now we're gonna. We like to wrap up by just saying, like, a dating quote or, like, philosophy that you've, like, picked up on, like, a, since you've been single or in your whole life or maybe something your mom told you.
I have a really good quote, but I'm going to have to grab my phone.
Okay, do it.
Hold on.
Can I say mine first?
Yeah.
I have it ready. Okay, so I've learned this over the years, and I'm sure you, everyone's heard it, but I feel like love and relationships and the best relationships happen when you are least expecting them. Mm. And that's always been the case for me. So as hard as it is to not try to, like, be dating, it kind of, my quote and motto is, like, the less you try, the more it will come to you.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that 1,000%. And I think I've learned from, like, my past things that, like, I said this before, but everything happens for a reason. And, like, for, like, girls that, like, have breakups, like, they can be really hard. And, like, you feel like there's, like, no light at the end of the tunnel, but it, like, gets super better. And there's always, there's other people out there for you. But I have a really good quote that I love. Okay. Marry a man who loves you more than him, my mother once told me. When you hold a man's hand and he makes your heart beat faster and he makes you feel giddy and excited, walk away from this man. He is not the man for you. If you hold a man's hand and he makes you feel warm, safe, and secure, hold on to him. This is the man you're going to marry.
Ooh, I love that.
I love that too.
That's but really cute. I argue that you should be able to feel giddy with someone and safe and secure.
I was going
to
say, I feel giddy
all the time. I argued this with my therapist the other day. I was like, why can I have both? And she was like, you can have both.
You can have both.
But I feel giddy in
safe
every...
Safe and secure, I think, is something that's
safe
really...
Safe and secure is number one, and giddy is a plus.
Yeah, giddy is a plus, and, like, big dick. No, I'm kidding.
Perfect.
Amazing.
I'm totally kidding.
On that note, but nobody go anywhere, because we're going to do questions, but we're just, like, finishing the actual recording part. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Oh my God,